Thank you for the opportunity to speak on this, which is a very important issue for me and my constituents. And for those who aren't from a fishing community, it can be hard to understand how much of a negative impact the EU and the Brexit have had on the devastating downturn these communities have experienced in recent decades. Killybegs was once known as a very prosperous town with the herring running free, as the famous song goes. But it used to be a place where businesses thrived and where work was easy to come by. The fishing season used to last from September to May, with fishermen working for most of the year, resulting in plenty of activity and business in the town. Each year in the last two decades, the season has gotten progressively shorter, where we are at a stage now where fishermen are lucky to get a couple of weeks' work before Christmas and a few weeks after as well. This has, of course, had a significant impact, negative impact on a once thriving community because it took a whole town to build and contribute to a successful fishing industry. The entire town is now taking the hit for this decline, with every family affected. And this is at the hands of successive Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments, as well as successive Donegal ministers as well. And you can imagine how frustrating it must be for our fishermen to see other communities thrive off and overfish in our waters without any punishment, while Irish boats struggle to get a minuscule quota. How maddening it would be to realise that the EU are in talks to give even further access to our waters to non-EU members while Irish livelihoods are at stake. And how utterly devastating it would be for your government to stand by this, to allow this to happen and to look fishermen in the eye and promise them the world while at the same time they've been shafted in Europe. Successive ministers of the Marine, unfortunately, have allowed our industry to die out while other countries thrive off our waters. We make up 12% of all fishing grounds and waters in the Union, and we contribute massively but get almost nothing in return. No other European country and no other European minister would accept this, so why have we accepted it for so long? The government's mistreatment of fishermen dates back to Ireland's negotiations to join the EU in the Common Fisheries Policy, and I've raised the fundamental issue of the Common Fisheries Policy numerous times over the last decade. The Irish delegation negotiating the deal had no idea of the value of what they were giving away, and it was a bad deal for Ireland, and unfortunately many of these issues cannot be resolved until the Common Fisheries Policy is fully renegotiated to actually undo the wrongs that were done to us originally. And this weak negotiation stance was taken during Brexit negotiations. Brexit was negotiated by a French negotiator who looked after France, French fishermen, and while Ireland ended up carrying the flag for most of the negotiations and was shafted by that as well. And what I did do was criticise the EU and the negative impact it has had on our fishing communities. I was completely against the way the EU has mistreated Irish fishermen and taken complete advantage of our waters. Unlike your government, I actually recognise the value of a fishing industry and would never kowtow to Europe at the expense of our citizens' livelihoods. It has been made very clear that this government has not acted in the best interests of our fishermen and our fishing communities, and the future is looking just as bleak. I'm extremely concerned about the future of the fishing industry. The Minister claims that he has got an additional mackerel quota for this year and last, but surely, as I understand it, this quota is still not near the pre-Brexit quota that we had at that stage. And I understand. I take what the Minister said in relation to his to be over and back with the last speaker. And I hope that you'll hold your ground in relation to the negotiations with Iceland and that actually you will force Europe to actually shaft us again, if that's what they're going to do. But actually, you need to stand your ground and hold your ground at all times. And everybody in this House will support you in relation to that as well, Minister. But that has to happen, and it has to be done for the good of the Irish fishing industry and for Irish fishermen across the board. The recent Board Beer report shows exactly how much of a hit fishing has taken. It details that during 2023, export values in the pelagic sector fell by 31%. The volume dropped by 45% when compared to 2022. The effects of this have been felt in all our fishing towns by all workers across the industry. At the same time, countries like Norway have permission to catch four times more blue whiting in Irish waters than Irish fishermen do, while not receiving any punishment for the considerable overfishing that they are engaged in. And there is a clear disconnect and a lack of respect by the government for fishing communities and by the so-called EU colleagues. I don't believe they're colleagues. I believe that they take advantage of us at every stage along the way, and we need to actually stand up against that, and that is vitally important. Norway and the Faroe Islands consistently and systematically overfish mackerel and blue whiting by up to 44% yearly, severely threatening Ireland's quota. And we need to demand a better deal for Europe in light of this. And getting a better deal for Europe means getting a better deal for Ireland. And that is ultimately what our goal should be. And I think that's vitally important. I would also just have a question just in relation to the POs as well, and to the EMRO and the recognition of them. I think that's vitally important and should happen without delay, Minister, as well.